Jonathan Kozol, welcome. When you look at underserved communities, which you've done for a long time, what's the commonality among those kids who grow up and succeed in school and graduate? Is it the village?
I think it's more specific than that. It's a matter of teachers or school principals or community leaders. What seems to me to be crucial is that there be adults on the scene, whether they're from the community or not, who see the potential in children, even at an early age, even at a point where they may not be doing well in school, and won't blame the child, but will recognize that the problems in her community and her school are overwhelming, but will figure out a way to inspire that child. It's a matter of seeing the potential in children whom society tends to write off too easily. And that means not just giving them a phone number, but picking up the phone yourself with them and saying, all right, I'm talking to the dean of this college in upstate New York, in Austin, Texas, or wherever, and I'm making you an appointment. I'm going to take you there myself for your interview. That's the kind of thing I mean.
Is it stereotypical to assume a school district, a school system, can do that? Because it sounds to me like you're saying it takes a one-on-one.
I do think it takes a one-on-one, and some school systems can somehow assign people to do that for a child, but many urban school systems can't afford to hire people who can do that.
Where do reformers fit in? Reformers, as in superintendent reformers, who say, I want school choice. They may not go for vouchers, but they like the Texas version of charter schools. Does choice fit into an improving student body or an improving school district?
I don't want to overstate this, but by and large in the United States, for all the attention they get, charter schools are, on average, no better than the public schools. Some are good and many are horrible. Many are dismal. They also are not a real solution to the problem because charter schools tend to be selective in the students they enroll. Even if they pretend not to be selective, they are self-selective in the types of parents who tend to get their children into the lottery for a charter school are almost always the more aggressive parents, the savvy parents, you might say, even in a very poor community. And many charter schools throughout the nation, if they do admit a child who has severe needs, will encourage that child to leave. They call it counseling out, a polite term. Yes, there are some good charter schools in the country, but by and large, they are what I would call boutique schools. They're selective by intention or selective inadvertently. I worry also that charter schools are being viewed as a first step towards vouchers. And vouchers would mark the end of public education in America as we have always believed in it ever since the days of Thomas Jefferson.
Jonathan Kozol, thank you.
Thank you.